This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight, this hour, as we're talking about midterm elections, what will happen there, some of the conversation, the chatter, if you will, and also what's going on around the country, what people are talking about at this point. And I always say that, you know, when we look at the common denominator, we know what it usually is. You get on the elevator and someone says, hey, how about the weather today? Right? Now it's about the election. It's about the caravan and what's going on with the caravan and is it getting close and what's being said about that and a slew of other election issues. Also, the shooting over the past weekend of the synagogue and the shoot up of the synagogue in Pittsburgh that really has ripped people apart in conversations about anti-Semitism and where are we as a nation, etc. And of course the president's thoughts and his own family where Ivanka, you know, her husband Jared Kushner, Jewish, and she went to the Jewish faith, and he has many, many people in his life who are Jewish, so it's been interesting to see what the reaction to that has been, and, you know, especially with family members converting, etc. And it's interesting because more people are registered to vote, but what does more people registering to vote mean? And early voting in some areas pretty high, what does that mean? Who is it good for? Is it good for Republicans? Is it good for Democrats? And the answer to that is it depends on what part of the country we're talking about, what particular race we're talking about, and whether it's a red state or a blue state, and what's happening there. Because politics on that level are local, and this isn't a presidential year. The president will be stumping and has been for candidates in lots of different states, especially Florida. He's going back for a double dip there. And a few other areas of the country, too. The Pittsburgh Synagogue Massacre. The latest on that is on Wednesday, the suspect was leveled with many counts and probably not enough. Because what happens here? Well, the funerals are going on and you look at the grief-stricken people. Robert Bowers gets 44 counts, including hate crimes. So federal prosecutors have indicated they plan to seek the death penalty. The charges were announced on the second day of those funerals for the victims. So the process of trying to heal for the victims' families is going to take a long time. You have a grandmother, a grandfather, brothers in their 50s who are going to a service, and they're wiped off the face of the earth by a 46-year-old who goes in and starts yelling anti-Semitic stuff and shoots people and kills people, goes on a rage on this raging against Jewish people during the attack. I mean, you've got a lot of healing that has to happen, and you have unanswered questions, and the one unanswered question is the why, and the why will never adequately be answered here. It just will never be answered for the families of Melvin Wax or Irving Younger, Joyce Feinberg, none of them. They were all laid to rest, and their families are grappling with what happened at the Tree of Life. What's great about this country is whether someone's Catholic, Christian, Baptist, any form of whatever, they're all reaching out to all these people. Certainly, they're doing that in Pittsburgh, but other people are as well. And that's not a shock to any of us, right? Because that's what we do. We come together. On Tuesday, the day when the funerals were over, the First Lady and the President arrived in Pittsburgh to shouting, chanting protesters with signs that said, "It's your fault, words matter," a reference to some of the allegations that the president's language has emboldened bigots. The Pennsylvania governor, Tom Wolf, and Pittsburgh mayor, both Democrats, didn't join him during the visit. The rabbi from the Tree of Life said he welcomes his president to come and to talk to people, and he was fine with that, but took a little heat from others who thought that he shouldn't have said what he said. Look, the bottom line is, it's about healing. Come on. And the synagogue rampage suspect is indicted. The funerals are going on. The people there and outside of the synagogue tried to heal. And like I said, you try to heal. But how do you do that? And I always say that you put yourself in the shoes of someone else. I think of my grandmother, who was a churchgoer and was really involved. It made her feel good. She was a big part of the community. She was a teacher. And I would have people that would know that my grandmother towns over was a teacher, and they'd say, "Oh, you know, my father had your grandmother, or so-and-so." And her name was Florence, and she was really involved in the church, like I said, and she did it because she loved it and wanted to be a part of it. And I can't imagine if I got a phone call that had happened to her. I can't imagine, honestly, the rage inside that I would feel over that. So my heart goes out to the people affected by this, because, and we're all affected by it in some way, because it's our country and it's sad and it shouldn't happen. You know, you're always going to have idiots. You're always going to have people that do things that are just reprehensible, and it's foolish to think we can hide under the covers. I think moving forward, it's what do you actively, proactively do to try to eliminate those kinds of threats? And the answer is, you don't know when something shocking like that's going to happen. And I said this before, that we've had people on the show, Council Ned, who talks about his congregation and the fact that he's armed because he doesn't want anyone in his flock to feel like they can't come and breathe and worship. And he says he wishes that didn't have to be that way, but he did this in the last couple of years, decided he was going to do it. I've talked to other people, in fact, in Los Angeles, who at their two different people in two different churches, where they have people that are armed, so concealed and carry permit holders. Nobody knows who they are for that particular service, and they come up with a list, but they're there and they're scattered around just in case the unthinkable happens. And it is the unthinkable, because even though it's happened a few different times, especially in the last 5 years, we know that it is unlikely, with the amount of places of worship, that, who knows, you know, spin the wheel, that it would be in your neighborhood. But you just never know. And I think the people from Tree of Life, and they've said this, they're stunned by it. They don't want to have it taint them and scar them for life. But it is shocking that they were in the middle of it. So it's all about unity and love and reaching out, and that's really what the conversation has been about. Let's put it that way. How about this? A new study, just in time for what we're hearing with the caravan, shows us that the United States tied its all-time record for new immigration, legal and illegal. What is it? I'm telling you that number next on America Tonight.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick things. One, I'm excited because my book that I've been talking about here and there is finally coming out, Deal Your Own Destiny. You can pick it up on Amazon. It's already there for pre-sale. People have asked me about it, so I'm telling you about it. It's all about my story of how did I get here, facing the rejection and dealing with everything else, and what can you learn from it. So it's not all about me. It's called Deal Your Own Destiny. Forbes is publishing it. It's published already by Forbes, and it's on Amazon. It officially drops next week, but it's on Amazon for pre-sale. All right, I mentioned that the United States tied its all-time record for new immigration, so I'm talking about illegal and legal. 175 million arrivals, 1.75 million arrivals. This analysis came from the pro-immigration control think tank Center for Immigration Studies. They showed a steady climb in the number of those who came through that we know about, those that we don't, going through all the numbers in the past. Now, this only goes up to 2016, and the center says there was a surge in 2016, and it was mostly from people that were arriving from Latin America. The numbers doubled dramatically, and in the legal immigration system too. So long-term temporary visa holders, guest workers, foreign students, permanent residents, green cards, all of that's part of it. And, you know, this information, this data that they get is part of what they sweep into numbers. So trying to figure out those numbers is always, I think, pretty fascinating of, you know, how that's climbed, the numbers of people that are coming in illegally, the numbers that are here legally, and the new immigration, the new immigrants that are settling in. And most of it is because of the, a lot of it is the temporary and the, well, like I said, the green cards and all of that. So the numbers are going up, even if it's kind of just a little bit of a surge. Because if you go 1.75 million, if you look back to, I'll take randomly, in 2012, the total number was 1.21 million. So now 1.75 million. How about that is the number. So, yep, climbing up. Although they say the illegal numbers have gone down, and that depends on jobs, economy, getting through, you know, yada yada, the things that we've talked about for 10 years, by the way, since I've been doing this show. I'm going to hit a couple of other headlines. I mentioned the midterm elections, and the midterm elections are huge because, you know, next Tuesday is it. It'll wrap up early voting, will be done through the weekend for most, and then it's a question of who's in, who's out, what becomes a law, etc. And is it going to be Republicans, incumbents, Democrats here and there, governor's races, Senate races, and some of them are very, 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 very close, too close to call, which is interesting, and I think makes for these early votes in 17 states surpassing 2014 turnouts. So what does that tell you? It tells you that people are, you know, more armed to go with information, maybe, or just with feelings of not liking what's happening or wanting to make sure there isn't a switch in who the representative is, because every state is different. In some cases, early and absentee vote totals are on track to double since 4 years ago. Their numbers are so high in some states that early voting might exceed total vote counts, including election day tallies. Wow. Isn't that interesting? And remember, there were supposedly there were Democrats who stayed home in record numbers in 2014, and that's when Republicans took control of the Senate and, of course, opened up a bigger lead in control of the House. But I think it's mixed bag. I really do. I think you're seeing Republicans and Democrats that are voting early. I think it's that they're choosing to vote early because there's also easier ways to do it, frankly. So you have no excuse because it's easy to do the mail-in ballot. It's easy to go and vote. But I love that the numbers are exceeding anything we've seen, right? It's crazy. So I'm going to give you an example. In Nevada, the state where I lived, a total of 308,000 voters cast early absentee or mail-in ballots in 2014. As of Wednesday, with three more days of in-person early voting to go, you know what the number is? 463,016. Wow. Wow. How interesting is that? Those are big numbers. How about this? In Florida, 3.4 million voters have cast earlier mail compared with a total of 3.2 million in 2014. And remember, voters have until Saturday to vote in person and have until Tuesday to return their ballots. That's big. And in that, and you look at the race there, Democrat Andrew Gillum, the mayor of Tallahassee, faces the Republican Ron DeSantis, a former congressman in the governor's race. Senator Bill Nelson, a Democrat, faces a challenge from Republican Rick Scott, the outgoing governor. There's a lot of interest in that race. Other states other than Florida and Nevada that have surpassed their 2014 early voting participation, and this is as of Wednesday, Delaware, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Montana, New Mexico, lots of places where you're all listening to us, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. How about that? I like it. I do. I like it. Because no matter how you're voting, you're involved. You care. Or you wouldn't be out there voting. Or putting it, you know, even if you just have to put it in the mail, at least you're doing it in big numbers. So that's great. Right? That's great. And it's interesting, like I said, the president is out there stumping, and as any president would do, that's what happens. You get the president to come in and swoop in and talk to crowds. So the president talked about birthright citizenship. That was one of the things he talked about to voters in Florida as he was beginning that whole sprint to Election Day. He said illegal immigration was the driving issue of the midterm elections, and he went all in on this. He vowed that with enlarged Republican congressional majorities, he would achieve his immigration priorities, including eliminating the constitutional right to citizenship for those born in the United States to undocumented immigrant parents. He spoke at length on the whole birthright citizenship thing, which he said, hey, it's this crazy policy, he said, which allowed hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrant children born on U.S. soil to automatically become U.S. citizens, and then therefore eligible for every privilege and benefit of citizenship. He said he was considering signing an executive order ending birthright citizenship, though they can't because that legal challenge would go to the Supreme Court. You know, that's not going to happen. But that's what he spent most of the whole conversation in Florida on, focusing on that issue. And now they're talking about 15,000 troops maybe even being deployed to the border. That caravan isn't quite there yet. And there's going to be at least 11 more Make America Great Again rallies in Florida and Georgia, Indiana, Missouri, Montana, Ohio, Tennessee, and West Virginia. And so you know why those. He won all of those states in 2016, so that would be leverage, trying to leverage popularity and lift the Republicans in those areas to either a governorship or a U.S. Senate seat, whatever it is. And that's smart strategy to look at where he won and to go back there and hold those rallies. Will it pay off? We will certainly know in the coming days, won't we? Hang with us. I'm going to jump the fence. You can jump it with me. Meet you on the other side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, blasting the mainstream media for its coverage of his visit to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There, the rabbi of the temple inviting him to visit with the families of the 11 people brutally shot and killed while they prayed.
I came home and sadly turned on the news and watched as the far left media once again use tragedy to sow anger and division.
Then the president discussing the caravan, telling the crowd he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released.
After a tricky October on Wall Street with wild swings, a nice treat on Halloween. The Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, the S&P 500 up 29. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
So excited to welcome to the show a lovely lady, Georgia Carroll, who's written a book called God's Hand Upon My Life. I love that title. And there's so much to this story. Georgia, thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Glad to be on.
So let's talk about what was it that drove you to write the book in the first place?
Well, actually, my pastor, he had quite a few CDs that I purchased. And Reverend Ronald L. Bobo, Sr., and he gave one of the CDs was titled this title, God's Hand Upon My Life. He spoke about it in his sermon. And I was so inspired by his sermon about, he was saying how that if God has done anything in your life, you should be able to tell about it and to refer to it and to let other people know about it. And the more I listened to that CD, I really was inspired to start writing the book. And I just kept that up. And every time I felt inspired, I'd write something else in the book. So in 2014, I finished writing the book. And in 2015, January, the book was published.
Wow. So I love the idea that the pastor inspired you. You just kept writing stories down. And I think that's really the crux of the book. And again, it's Georgia Carroll. She's the author of God's Hand Upon My Life. Give us one of those stories where you knew that God was in your life and you could feel it.
Yes, I could feel it and I could see it. it was very obvious to me that God's hand has always been upon my life, even as a child. And the sermon that the pastor was preaching was titled Born in the Wilderness, and he took that sermon from Joshua, the 5th chapter, the 1st to the 12th verse. And when he was reading that, he mentioned the fact that God's hand should be upon your life. So that's where I got my title from.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about, how important that title is to you because of the what you've seen in your life and how you've seen the presence of God. When you run into people, Georgia, that, let's say, are hurting, they're doubting, they feel lost, do you tell them about that?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I talk to, and I'm always talking to my children, and my children have experienced with me God's hand up on all of our lives. And we're constantly in conversation about the way that God has worked in our life. He's done so many wonderful things in our life, Kate. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, and when you say that and you talk about the children and everybody has struggles, what was the struggle that you got through where it seemed like, boy, this is really dark times, but we know we're going to get through it?
Well, the thing that I went through was after I received the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, I started really seeking the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and I felt that Spirit as it's described in Acts, the book of Acts, of the speaking in tongues and the anointing of the Lord Jesus. I experienced that. And I felt such a calm, beautiful film upon my life. And I began to speak in tongues in a different language. And the language was so inspiring, it seemed that I could hear even the angels speaking and singing this language along with me. And I was just so inspired and so anointed until I couldn't even talk my English language. I was talking in a different tongues.
Wow, that had to be, was it, in one way, was it kind of a little bit scary, and then you realized this is a powerful moment?
Well, no, I wasn't afraid because I was raised up in the Church of God in Christ. And I have always seen people speak in tongues. And the gifts of the Spirit of healing or prophecy have always been in my life. As a child, I was raised up in that type of setting, a spiritual setting. So when I started speaking in tongues, I knew exactly what it was. It was the Holy Spirit that was speaking through me. And it wasn't of my own doing.
Oh, and I go back to what I said a little bit about that. It had to be a very powerful still, even being raised up in the
It was so powerful, Kate, and so overwhelming. So I just felt like I was in a different dimension.
Wow. That's a great story to tell. It really is.
Oh, it was just fantastic because when the Spirit of the Lord really entered into the room where I was praying, I felt so warm, warm sensation, just like I was plugged into an electrical socket. You know, it was just magnifying.
Wow. Wow. And I want to remind everybody, you can pick up the book wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon, etc. It's Georgia Carroll. The book is called God's Hand Upon My Life. After you put the stories together like that, powerful experience, and you wrote the book, and then it gets published. How did people react to that? What did people say when you said, you know, I wrote a book, and I talked about how I feel, and I let the world know? What was the reaction?
Well, actually, I had so many positive reactions. As a matter of fact, one man, a counselor, told me that the book should be made into a movie. He was so inspired by the book and the things that had happened in my life that he thought the whole book should be made into a movie. And then one person told me that it was so inspiring, they just couldn't put it down.
Wow.
And another person told me that while they was reading it, when they came to the end, they wanted it to go on and on and on, you know, because they were so inspired by reading the book.
Wow.
So I've had so many positive reactions, and everyone have given me very beautiful reactions. I had one negative reaction, but that didn't matter too much because they just wanted me to get some things changed. They wanted me to have it edited. So they said they had found some mistaken words in there. So, you know, that was the only negative response that I received from one person.
That's pretty good, Georgia. In the world of books, one negative response is very, very good. I like that people said it was inspiring to them, couldn't put the book down. That's a very, very big compliment. How about your children? How did they react to reading God's Hand Upon My Life?
Oh, they were so inspired because they had been with me through all of this. And they said, Mama, you should have written even more because you've gone through so much more. They said that I should have, you know, increased it. And, you know, and my little granddaughter, Zaria, when she read the book, she said, when are you going to write another book, Granny? So she was very inspired by it. But they've all been there. And I gave out quite a few of the books. I sent books to everybody in my family. Every close member in my family, I sent them books. And I gave out some books in the church, and I sold some books. And so I had very positive responses from everybody.
So there's been positive response from people you know, and you know that there's people listening to this interview and they're inspired or they want to pick up the book. What do you hope that readers, people who don't know you, what do you hope they take from reading your book?
Well, in the main thing that I hope, after they have read my experiences where I suffered anxiety attacks, and I met people of all races that had different spirits in them, I want everybody to know that this is not only a natural world that we're living in, but it's also a spiritual world. And we are body, soul, and spirit. And our spirit wants to contact with God because God is a spirit. And so we should strive to get the knowledge of God, to be close to God, to get to know him because he's lovely, he's beautiful, he's fantastic to the superlative. I want them to get to know God. I want them to search through their lives and to give their lives to Christ if they haven't already done that. And it's so easy to do because it said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Kate.
What a perfect place to end this interview. Georgia Carroll, God's Hand Upon My Life. Terrific experiences that she certainly saw through her life. You can tell. You can pick up that book at Amazon and other places where books are sold. Georgia, thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you, Kate. God bless you and all my listeners. In Jesus' name.
Mo Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Kate Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And, you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And, you know, looking at, like, Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them a you might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet, very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. we have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because we want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership from 21 to 30. It's a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. Then over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business, successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they got to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor, because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, they like it. They had mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved. So stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, to say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out and goes to our facilitator. And that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and 9 times out of 10 it's probably a money problem. Uh-huh. And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business that's going. It's an opportunity. And he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help him become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now. Mm-hmm. Our average agent here now is 40 years old. And but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they can present it, they can make their presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for us.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You can tell that from all your businesses, what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the Network Bar concept?
You know, first things first, we got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've been over. 5 months, I think we got over 500, 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do it, get it successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned, that's the first one working well, now they go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. You go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city that you got one of your hotels, you can put a network bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes network with Dallas, and Dallas becomes network with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice. I mean, that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them, we could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah. For you, what, and if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you did? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. He was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy I was teaching, this little kid, was in the restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in the restaurant business with me? And I said, Yeah, you know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze, you know. I'm all for it, you know, young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him. And this guy was, he was a jerk, you know, no business skills whatsoever. Just, you know, he'd been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but he, no people skills, you know. I just out of college, you know, and I was service motivation prompts a good business, you know. I wasn't worried about making profit. I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted, you know, and get sales and not to make money out of it. But anyway, come to shove, and he's going to buy me out. I was going to buy him out. So I didn't have any money. And I said, well, and I said, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out. Maybe you buy me out, and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle-class man. He's an electrician. And he says, well, I'll get the money for you. Being Italian, I was wondering where he was going to get the money. You know, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He said, I'll get the money for you. So he came back. He said, okay, I got the money. I said, where'd you get it? He said, I mortgaged our home. And I said to myself, wow. To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. You don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. I just, the fear of failure just, it keeps me going. Even, you know, to anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you, motivate you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah.
What is your, I mean, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is the biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up, I brought him up like a business, by the way. And this is funny. I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning, and I used to tell him, Sam, I said, there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles. And you taught him that principles were sticking to your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility. Be responsible for making the right decision, and be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And you're gonna, and they're gonna pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. Now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. You know, have principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, you know, like I said, I keep saying I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, you know. So I'm very proud of him. And everybody that's ever met him said, wow, he's a real good boy. So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.